For he is great and he is greatly. He is to be praised. And we're resting this morning on his promise. His promise that he would never leave us. His promise that he'll never forsake us. Thank you, God, for resting on your promise. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we want to just say good morning for a moment to our Rhema family. And we want you to know we miss you this morning. Embracing you physically, but we're embracing you with our heart. We're embracing you with our prayers. We're embracing you in love. Amen. And we say to all of you who have joined us this morning that God is able. He is able to keep us from falling. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we think or we ask. This morning, God is. And we're resting on God's promises this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we're looking at a few portions of scripture, and we just want to share with you for just a little while. We're looking at Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. We're looking this morning at 2 Corinthians, the 1st chapter and the 20th verse. Oh, and we're going to look just for a moment at my scripture of refuge, Jeremiah 29 and 11. And then we're going to look a little bit at Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th through the 9th verses. You can write those down and go back and study, read, and just reflect on what God is going to give us this morning. Thank you, Lord. This morning, Philippians 4:19 says this, "And my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19, his promise. That's a promise from God this morning to make sure that we have everything that we need, even during these times. And these times where we hesitate to go out and shop and get this and get that. It says God will supply our every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. During this time where jobs are becoming few and far between, during this time where many who have flourished in the work force are being laid off, dealing with having their children every day, where meals were supplied by the school, and now they're having to fend. During a time where it seems like the things, the very things we really need are far and few between, or we're not able to get a grasp on what is going on around us. That word says, my God. So you got to take it personal this morning and say, my God. My God will supply my every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to say something this morning that it says in Christ Jesus. So guess what? The word of God says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And you need to be in Christ this morning. The word of God also tells us that he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But I can make you a promise in his promises, that if you're in Christ Jesus, he will supply your every need according to his riches. And his riches don't run out in Christ Jesus. According to the blood that has flowed for us, the blood will never lose its power. So according to his riches, in glory, in Christ Jesus, everything that you think you're lacking for, God is going to supply. Everything that you're fearing of losing, God is going to supply your every need. He didn't say your desires, but he does in another portion of scripture say that he will give us the desires of our heart. But right here he says, I'm going to supply your every need according to my riches and glory. God doesn't run out. His supplies and those things that are necessities, they don't run out. Our peace doesn't run out with God, you see. There used to be an old song, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away." Our joy doesn't run out in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. You see, we get focused on what's going on around us in the natural. And we forget that the fight is really in the spiritual. You're not going to be able to conquer this thing with a carnal mindset. You're going to have to ask God to give you spiritual guidance. Amen? And he says, "I will supply your every need according to my riches and glory." His promise. His promise is that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Are you believing that this morning? So even when the money gets tight, when the groceries get low, you've got to believe that he's not left you. He's not forsaken you. He's going to make sure it comes through. And many of us are witnesses that we were at that very brink of our backs against the wall. We were at that very last dime, literally. And God came in on time. He came in through a brother or a sister. He came in through a check that you weren't expecting. Praise God. He came in through a refund for something you forgot that you applied for a while ago. And I'm just being given some real life scenarios this morning for you. See, this is not about what we see on television. This is about what God is able to do in the real. And his promises this morning are real. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter in the 20th verse. Thank you, God. It says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory." Let me read that one again. "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter, speak into existence our amen to glory, to God for his glory." See, the promises of God find their yes in him. You got to find your yes. They find their yes in him. The promises of God find their yes in him because his promises don't tell us no. His promises don't deprive us. His promises don't slight us. Come on, Jesus. "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him," Jesus Christ, "that we utter our amen to God for his glory." The word of God says, thank you, Lord, reminds us to speak. The word of God reminds us to ask, and it shall be given to us. The word of God, thank you, Lord, says that is why it is through him that we utter our amen. And you see, when we've made our request known as God asked us to, when we've made our request known, we seal that deal with an amen. Amen is the signing of the contract, you see. See, a contract is a promise of what is to take place, what is to come, how we're going to play it out. And when we seal that contract with God with amen, we've sealed it with the angels in heaven. That word says that is why it is through him, Jesus Christ, that we utter our amen. The word of God, oh God, reminds us to pray and pray in the name of Jesus. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. You see, when we ask of God, and when there is something that we need from God, you see, let me remind us that we're finding our yes in him. And we find our yes in him by resting on his promise, by relaxing in his promise, by just going to that Musa place, if I may. Sometimes we've got to take a deep breath and remember when that anxiety is surrounding us. And we're in a time right now where anxiety is high. We're in a time right now where emotions are all over the place. We're in a time right now where even those who are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, they need your prayers. They need uplifting. They need to stay before the Lord, amen, and rest on his promise. When you go to God and you're talking to him and you're praying to him and you're communicating with him, when you come up, thank you, Lord, amen, sign the contract, seal the deal, believe that God is going to come through on his contract with us, his promise with us. And if you rest on his promise, if you can relax, that's like we close on a house. And we're going through that process of getting ready to purchase that home. And we're doing the walkthroughs. And we're looking for the cracks in the ceilings. We're looking for the plumbing that might be a little off. When we're looking to sign that contract, that final contract, that puts us in a deal that's sealed. You see? When we seal that deal with God, amen, we're reminded that it is why it is through him that we utter, amen. That's the signing. That's the closing. When you go to that closing on that home, when you go on your knees to God, when you sit it back in your chair and you just meditate on him and with him, that is why. It is through him that we utter amen to God for his glory so we can find our yes. Our yes is his response. Our yes is his answer. Our yes is the promise that he's already made. God already knows what you're lined up for. Come on, Jesus. He already knows what you're looking for. He already knows what you need, you see. But he says, let your request be made known unto me. He wants us to talk to him about it. You see, we tell everybody else everything going on, but let's tell God so we can rest on his promise. I promise you, he already knows our need. And that takes us to my scripture of refuge, Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you, God. For I know. That's God talking to me. Take it personal this morning. I want somebody to point at yourself right now and say, this is God speaking to me this morning. This is God encouraging me this morning. It's not Pastor Harris. But this is the word of God moving in a way that I can grasp it, that I can get a hold of it and rest on his promise. You see, in the midst of this thing that doesn't look like we're coming out, we're coming out. And when we come out, we're coming out as pure gold. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's it. God declared it, not me. God declared it, not your mother. God declared this thing, not your father. God declared this thing, not your pastors or your sisters or brothers. God declared that he knows the plans he has for you. God said this. God declared that he has plans to prosper you. That means to flourish your life with the very things you have need of. To cause you to be elevated even in this world. God says, I know the plans I have for you. So what you have to do, once you seal that deal with amen, you sign that contract, the closing has happened. He already knows what he's going to fill the house with. Come on, God. He already knows what every room in your house will look like. Come on, Jesus. He already knows that your joy can be elevated. Come on, God. Go into the room of joy. Find peace in that tabernacle. Come on, God. He already knows and declared, I know the plans I have for you. My plans are not going to harm you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Here she goes. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. Come on, Jesus. I know. That's God saying, the plans I have for you. The plans I have for you are to prosper. The plans I have for you are not going to harm you. The world may try to harm you, but the plans I have for you are not to harm you. You see, he said the plans that he has for us. See, sometimes we divert from God's plan for us. Sometimes we go our own way. Come on, Jesus. And then things cause us harm. And we forget that he says, I know the plans I have for you. We forget that we got off track with him. When things come that don't feel good to us, we forget sometimes that we stepped outside of his will. We broke the promise, not him. But what we need to remember is even when we step outside of his will, he's always got the door open for us to come back in. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he didn't shut the door on me, you see. There were many times, and there were many times in your lives that you stepped out of the will of God and he could have slammed the door shut. But even with that closing on that house, he understood that he knows the plans he has for you. Even when we went the wrong way, he was waiting for us to be redirected. When we took a detour, he was waiting for us to get back to the main road so that we could receive his blessings and his promise. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord God. Plans to prosper you, daughter. Plans to lift you up, son. Plans to keep you going. Come on, God. Plans to prosper you and not to what? Harm you. Plans to give you hope. That's it, right there. That's my refuge. Because no matter what I'm feeling, no matter how I'm going through, no matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like, I already know and believe that his plans are to give me hope. I have hope. Come on, Jesus. And my hope is my faith. And my faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. I can't see this coronavirus over yet. I can't see it. Not in my carnal eyes. But my hope and my faith in God says, the evidence of things, oh God, not seen. They can't see the cure, but God has the healing. Come on, Jesus. Hope, plans to prosper, not to harm. Plans to give us hope, plans of a future in him, a future beyond this earth. Come on, God. So when we are concerned about those who have been lost along the way from this earth, you see, our biggest concern ought to be with those who are lost from the kingdom, those who have not yet conceived nor received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the lost we should be concerned about right now. You see, because he says to his children, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So those that he has taken from this earth, and I'm not even going to say to reward, because they're laying in wait right now. From this earth, he has caused life to leave their bodies right now, and they're laying in wait because the word of God says that the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Those who remain shall be caught up. Be one of those that's caught up to meet him if he comes right now. Come on, Jesus. Oh, God. Find your yes and rest on his promise. But remember that God declared this thing. God already said it. Amen. His word has already set us up for everything we're going through right now. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. If my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. The land is sick right now. We might as well face it. The land has not yet been healed. Thank you, God. But thank God for Jesus that we are healed. By his stripes, we are already healed. He's not left us, nor will he forsake us. Those are the promises that God has declared before us, that God has declared to us this morning. Thank you, Lord. If I can slow down for just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 through 9. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Even the way it begins gets my attention. And I'm reading from the King James Version this morning with this particular scripture. Amen. It says, be careful for nothing. Sometimes I just stop right there. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We mentioned that earlier. Be careful for nothing. Don't sit there and think it's just going to come. Do, Lord. Be careful for nothing. Think about what you need God to do. But in everything, even in the midst of this coronavirus, COVID-19, can y'all tell I'm kind of tired of this thing right now? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto who? God. Not unto your pastor. Not unto the priest. He rent the veil. I'm so glad. My Lord. I don't know that the priest would have been able to take some of my repenting. Those things I had to give up. I'm so glad. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. See, there's some key pieces to this. Let your requests be made known unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That thing says, by prayer and supplication. Supplication, the action of asking, and even says, or begging for something earnestly or humble. And oh my God, the act of begging, that means stay before the Lord. But in everything by prayer, you're already talking to God. You're praying to God. God, I need you to do this. God, please, Lord, have mercy on us. God, can you lift this thing, Lord? Stay before him. It says in everything by prayer and supplication. Sometimes you got to just stay in his presence. Lay out before him. Get down on your knees. Thank you, God. Right where you are in your bed sometimes. You don't know if your feet gonna make it to the floor. But it says be careful for nothing. Don't just think your feet gonna hit that floor and you gonna be okay. Somebody stepped out of their bed and had a stroke right there. Come on, Jesus. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and supplication, it says, by praying, communicating with God. Sometimes, Lord Jesus, please, God. Lord Jesus, please, God. Please, Father, do this thing, God. Please, Father, lift this thing, God. I thank him for a praying spirit, God. When you don't know how to pray, ask God to help you to pray. Thank you, God, by prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you glory now, Father. I honor you, God. I thank you, Lord. I appreciate you, God. Somebody walks up to us and gives us something. Thank you. God is giving us something every single day. Life, health, strength, peace of mind, in our right mind. Thank you, God. When you look over at your spouse in the morning and their chest is rising and falling and they're breathing, thank you, God. Lord Jesus, when you go to the door of your children's room and they turn over and able to say good morning, thank you, God. And teach our children to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, it says, thank you, Lord. I need you this morning. Let your request be made known unto God. He said, even though he already knows our needs, he says, what is it you request? He knows what he requires. But what is it you want from God? What is it you need? He said, let your request be made known. Though I can read your mind, I need to know if you understand how to communicate with me, how to talk with me. Come on, God. God needs to hear from you this morning. He needs to hear from somebody. God needs to hear from you. This thing may not move until God hears from you. If you thought that this thing in this world is not moving just because everybody's not praying, you pray. God needs to hear from you. God needs to make sure that you're joining in the prayer force. God needs to make sure that you're humbling yourself in praying, that you're seeking his face. He needs to hear from you. God needs to hear from, my God, you in the morning, in the noonday, sometimes in the evening, oh God. We grew up saying our prayers before we went to bed. But what about those prayers because he kept you all night long? He needs to hear from you. What about the fact that right now you're safe and secure in your home? He needs to hear from you. What about the fact that you went out to the store last week and came home, and it's been 2 weeks now, and you have no symptoms of this thing? He needs to hear from you. What if you begin to sniffle? Your chest begins to bother you. He still needs to hear from you. What if you're lying in the hospital bed right now? God needs to hear from you. If you feel like this is it, God needs to hear from you. God moves, I tell you. Because his word says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Thank you, God. You want to move the heart of God? Then he needs to hear from you. Those who he hears from all the time, keep on, keep on, keep on. But he might be holding out just to hear from you. He might be holding out. I can't declare that this morning, but he might be holding out. Thank you, God. I do believe in my heart that God is moving the way he's moving this earth right now because he needs to get our attention. But understand that while God is moving, the enemy is still operating.
Amen.
He wants to hear from you. He wants to keep you on his side. But God needs to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. And the peace of God, that seventh verse says, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's it. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. Oh, Lord Jesus, I keep my peace. I will fight to keep my peace. Don't let people, situations, and circumstances take your peace, because this says the peace of God. See, you got to ask for God's peace. When things keep worrying your nerves, you got to ask for God's peace. It says the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Stay in the word. Stay before God. Reach up and reach out to him. Be careful for nothing. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We're in a time where the images we're seeing, the things we're hearing from the White House, my God, to the farmhouse, oh God, from India to China, come on, God. From Jerusalem, oh God, to Savannah, Georgia, come on, God. From Washington, D.C., oh Lord, my God. To Italy, oh God. From the Queen's Palace, come on, Jesus. To somebody's shack, oh God. My God, the peace of God will keep your mind and your heart through Christ Jesus. So if it says through Christ Jesus, if you don't have him, I'm imploring you right now to get him. Oh, God. When we get into the word of God, sometimes we forget that this word is applicable, applicable, meant for those who are followers. Come on, Jesus. But it's also meant to gain others to follow, you see. But the promises of God are to the people of God, you see. Those who miss and get blessed by it, because he says, I'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. If they're close enough to you and they're not trusting God, but their blessing pours down on you, they may be able to receive some of that mercy, receive some of that grace. Come on, Jesus. The peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. His peace, not yours, not mine. We don't have any peace except the peace that God gives us. I cannot fathom this thing, but I know that God has all knowledge and understanding in his hands. I can't fix this thing, but I know that God is able to fix it. Come on. This is how we've got to think now. This is how he'll keep our mind and our hearts through Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, you see, we gain the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power. And with that power of the Lord our God, we're able to sustain or be sustained, you see. Somebody out there is worrying, they're concerned, it's okay. But just understand that you can't fix it, but God will. He is able. He is able. He is able. Thank you, Lord. In this word, thank you, Lord, it says, finally, brethren, that 8th verse of Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, sisters, mothers, fathers, children, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, get this last piece, y'all. Think on these things. Let me let you marinate on that piece for a moment. With that long list, the point is to think on these things and that peace that you're looking for your heart to be kept, your mind to be kept through Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are true, come on, think on these things. Whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. Don't give into the fake news. That's just become a cliche now. The real news and the good news is that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's it. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are just. If somebody's done you wrong, it's okay. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely. Right now, things look very ugly to us. We don't like what we see. But there are still good things going on around us. In the midst of death, there is still life, y'all. In the midst of sickness, there is still healing, y'all. In the midst, oh my God, in the midst of job loss, there is still finance. Come on, Jesus. In the midst, oh my God, of the things that are worrying us, there are still things that can bring us peace and joy. In the midst of things that seem hopeless, there is still hope. In the midst, oh God, whatsoever things it says are of good report. Stop thinking about the stuff. Turn the news off sometimes. I find myself now going an entire day without even turning the television on. Give that time to God. You can turn it on, but there are some things you can look at other than the stuff that's breaking you down. You got to seek the Lord in everything that's going on around you. It says whatsoever things are of good report. in the midst of the numbers of people that are dying, think about the numbers of the people that are healed. Think about the numbers of people that are fed. Think about the numbers of people that are saved. Amen? Because even in the midst of the numbers of people that are dying, every single day, I wonder and I talk to the Lord, how many of those souls, God, were saved and in you? See, if they're saved and in God, then it's okay. Because they're going to see life again. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever things are of good report, that's the good report. That Jesus Christ brought us new life. He brought us life after death. He brought us life eternal. That's the good report. If there be any virtue, anything true about that, if there be any praise, hallelujah, glory to God, that we can give. Think on these things. You see, I'm able to praise God because I'm thinking about the things that he's done. I'm thinking about the things that he's doing. I'm able to praise God when I don't feel like praising, I praise anyhow. I'm able to praise God when my body may be sick. I'm able to praise God when my, oh God, steps may be shorter. I'm able to praise God when folks are still dying all around me. I'm able to praise God when it seems like all hope is gone. I'm able to praise God. God, I give you glory anyhow. God, I rest on your promise. I'm able to praise God and give him glory, you see, in the midst of the storm, because I know that he can call peace to that storm. I'm able to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. On my bed of affliction, but with my very breath. And if I didn't have hands, oh God, how could I praise you? If I didn't have my feet, oh God, how could I praise you? If my mouth, oh God, began to shut up, God, and I couldn't say a mumbling word, I'm still able to praise you, because I'll praise you, God, with my whole heart. Praise him with your whole heart. His promises. Rest on his promises. Rest on his promises. Rest on his promises. Get your mind in the right place so you can rest on his promises. Get your mind in the right place so you can begin to believe God beyond what you see, beyond what you hear, beyond what it sounds like, beyond, oh God, what you're feeling. Begin to praise God right here, right now. Continue to praise him. Teach your children how to praise him. And those things which you have learned, those things that you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he says, do these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. And if the God of peace is with you, you can rest on his promise that he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you, that he's right here. If your mother should take her sleep right now, he's still with you. If your father should take his sleep right now, he's still with you. If your children shall take their sleep right now, God is still in the blessing business. Oh, God, I thank you. Then you thank him and you praise him for the life that they live. You thank him and you praise him for everything that they gave into you. They put into you in the name of Jesus. Rest on the promise of God for life eternal, life everlasting. There is a life after this, beyond this. My God, rest on his promises. Teach your children how to be like him. Walk like him and talk like him. Speak like him and act like him. Rebuke the demon from within that might cause you to miss heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for the souls of those who are lost, even in your family, even in your camp. Come on, God. That's our focus this morning as we rest on the promises of God. Because if we already promised that we're going to have life everlasting, we can't be selfish with it. We've got to spread that thing. And that's the only way you're going to receive it. That's the only way. It's through Jesus Christ. If you confess with your mouth this morning and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, oh God. God brought him up out of the grave so we can have a right to the tree of life. You see, everything had to play through. Not just him coming, but him going. Yeah. So he shall return again. This morning, thank you, God. Rest on his promises. Rest on his promises. For those of you who may not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior right now, we implore you and we extend an invitation to you to join the ranks of those who were once lost, but now we're found. To join the ranks of us, thank you, God, who were not always saved, but now we're saved in the Lord. We extend an invitation because it's ours to extend. He gave us the power to extend that invitation to you. He says to go into all the land and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, not the fake news, the good news that he will save, he is able to save. So we extend an invitation to you. If you're not sure, please pray this prayer with us. God, our Father, I confess my sins before you. I declare and decree that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus is your Son, only begotten of you, that he came to this earth, gave his life so that my soul might be saved. I believe that you raised Jesus, your Son, from the grave, and that he is sitting on your right hand, preparing to return for me as your church and your vessel of praise. I say thank you, Lord, for my salvation. This very moment, this very hour,
thank you.
This very day. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God a praise wherever you are with you right now. Oh, we give you glory this morning, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for tuning in this morning. We thank the Holy Spirit for tuning in this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And we ask that you join us again on next Sunday morning at 9:45. Amen. Where the word of God will be going out for the people of God. This morning, we'd like to thank you again for tuning in with us. And if this ministry or this message has blessed you, and it's been a blessing to you, we ask you to consider going to RhemaCFChurch.com and leave us an offering of love and encouragement. You can also, amen, leave us a word of encouragement this morning, amen. Encourage us, amen, and pray for your pastors and your leaders. Pray for those who are in the gap for you. But be steadfast, unmovable in God. Trust God. This thing is going to come to a head at some point, but only until God says so. So we ask that you can remain safe, shelter in, stay in. I know the governor said you could go out and play, but let me tell you, there's sometimes some cost to playing on the playground. Sometimes we get hurt on the playground when we're not being monitored. Come on, Jesus. Sometimes we trip up out there when there's no one to catch us. Just make sure that you're with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning, that they're abiding with you and you're abiding in them. And remember, Rhema and Covenant Partners, as we leave, oh God, from this public service announcement, from this place, oh God, but never from your presence, we ask you, Father, to cover us and keep us, to show us your guidance, to show us your way. We ask you, oh God, and we pray now for the healing of the land. We pray for those who are sick, oh God, and don't know which way to turn. We pray that they will look to the hills from whence cometh their help and understand that it comes from the Lord. We're praying for healing, oh God. Though the doctors may have given up, God, we're praying for your angels to step in and to heal, oh God. Any, oh God, among our listeners, oh God, and beyond. If there are family members, oh God, who are sick and riddled, oh God, with diseases in their bodies right now, we pray, oh God, that you will lift it up oh God, up from their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that your Holy Spirit, oh God, would touch, heal, and deliver right now, God. Touch them on the innermost parts, oh God, in their woe, God, in the name of Jesus. If there's sickness, oh God, in their internal organs, God, replace that sickness, God, with a healing potion right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for anyone among us, oh God, out there, oh God, who are facing surgeries, oh God, and procedures. We ask you to go, oh God, right now, oh God. Prepare the room, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Prepare the physician, oh God, that he might, oh God, take counsel with the most high physician, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to touch the anesthesiologist right now. Every instrument, oh God, that must be used, oh God. Every nurse, oh God, that, oh God, must give assistance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit abound, oh God, and be thou moved by the hand of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, for your healing. We pray for your mindset this morning, but rest this morning on the promises of the Most High, our God. Amen and amen. Go ahead and give him a praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.